Hey, do you like role-playing games? Well, you should check out Mystery Quest. It's an actual play podcast where we focus on all kinds of indie TTRPGs with a rolling cast of special guests. You can find us anywhere where you get your podcasts. I'll see you there.
Hey, this is your good buddy Craig up in the space station, letting you know this bonus scene celebrating the winter solstice season is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. Happy holidays, you wonderful old longtime sponsor for the podcast, you! Like Jimmy Stewart. Anyway, let's see what's going on in the tavern. Oh, I hear there's a new song. I'm excited.
Hey, happy winter solstice, guys.
You too.
Yes, and a Merry Christmas to you as well.
I've been here over a year, and I still don't understand.
A year and 10 months.
Yeah, I still don't understand all of the many different holidays that make up the winter solstice.
Well, we have a song about it. We're celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas do everything
we ask him. Yep. Yeah. I know there's Christmas, but then there's also Gunderstein.
Oh, yes. I love Gunderstein. There's also Villa Picatinny.
Villa Picatinny?
Villa Picatinny.
Wow.
Yes, it's more of a southern tradition during the holiday season where people of the Funish Isles of Filipini... they all get together and they drink drinks with little umbrellas in them.
Oh, wow. That sounds very festive.
It is very festive.
Very festive. Very
and
festive.
They wear garlands made out of flowers and human ears.
Oh, and there's Juanica.
Juanica?
Do you know Juan?
No.
Oh, he's one of the cobblers. He has his
own. Oh, is this Two-Toed Juan?
This is his brother. There's
his brother.
Juan and yeah.
Oh, they're both named Juan?
Juan and Juan. But I mean, million to one shot that they're both named Juan.
Absolutely, yeah. You know what? And also, you know, I feel like I haven't really explained Earth holidays to you guys very well, but...
Well, you mentioned...
No, you have not.
Yeah. You mentioned... what have you mentioned? You mentioned there's that movie that you and your wife met at.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is a Christmas movie. There's a Christ... not Christmas, it's Christmas is a holiday on my world. I miss a lot of people on my world this time of year.
Oh. Is there anything we can do to make you feel more festive to whatever you need?
Why don't I play this resonance stone that has a holiday song in it?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and while we're listening to the song, Arnie's underneath one of the stench berries.
What happens when you're under the stench berries?
We have to kiss.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
You have to kiss my butt.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Spance here with a special presentation from the Dwarfling Choir of Melvange. Take it away, Dwarflings.
Here we are in the winter solstice, everybody's favorite time of year. Here we are in the winter solstice. Come on, gather round, grab a cup of cheer.
Wait a minute, what's that you said? A cup of cheer, could you please explain?
When you're here in the winter solstice, you traditionally grab a cup of cheer. It's a drink full of warmth and happiness that we like to have this time of year.
Hold up a sec, I gotta ask, how'd you get happiness in that flask?
You should never ask too many questions, that's considered rude this time of year. It's best to join us in the winter solstice and blindly accept our cup of cheer.
Oh no, nuh-uh, I don't trust that shit. How come no one's actually drinking it?
We are friends of the winter solstice, want to be polite and wait for you. If we started drinking our cups before you, this would be inherently very rude.
Fine, I'll drink it if you drink it first. If you won't drink it, then I'll know it's cursed.
Of course, indeed, we will definitely drink it. Here we go now, everyone. Bottoms up, we'll drink together. Come on, let's do it in 3, 2...
Oh, look over there!
What is it? Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, look at that. You missed our drinking, and there's nothing left for us to drink. Come on now, we made a bargain. Take a little sip, tell us what you think.
I don't know, this seems suspicious. Hey,
here
wait a
we are in the winter
stay back.
Solstice.
Everybody's stay back. What are you doing? Your drinks,
the
they're all on the floor.
The
floor's soaking.
Time to
you
make
drink.
Another cup of cheer.
Stay away, my soul. They're sucking out my soul.
Wow.
That's one of my favorites.
Wow, there's so many of the holiday songs in Foon are depressing if you listen to the lyrics. I guess it's sort of like the ones on Earth.
What was depressing about that?
Well, it seemed like that person got their soul sucked out.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they did. I never really realized that.
I thought about that.
You know what's depressing about this time of year is, I hate to bring it up, but I don't know if I've ever told you this, but around this time of year, maybe like 20 years ago or so, my grandma died. She got run over.
Oh, no. What did she get run over by?
Sorry?
What did she get run over by?
By a cart.
Oh.
What did you think she got run over by? What else would you get run over by?
Who was pulling the cart?
A reindeer.
Hey, you know what? We don't have presents or anything, but people have been shoving stuff through the
portal. Wait, you don't have presents? You, Sonora, got you presents.
Wait, what did you get me?
Here you go.
Oh, it's just...
socks.
Just socks, but yeah. I love socks.
Good. I just thought you could keep your feet warm.
Yeah, thank you
Is
so
socks
much.
A dumb gift? Or
no, socks are a great okay. gift, especially if it's from people. Sock Fancy, not sponsoring us this week, but have in the past, and maybe in the future.
I also got you socks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Usador. Yeah, thank you so much.
We didn't know if you like it. Here in Foon, when you get someone socks, it's kind of a risky gift, but...
Yes, socks and other clothing can be a risky business.
You know, sometimes if you're just in a shirt and underwear... Yeah. You know, and you get someone talking, it can just be, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Just slide across the floor. Totally.
What?
Never mind. You know, we appreciate all the cool things people have been shoving through the portal to give to us. And I apologize that we can never mention all of the things. Although, I think, Chun, you're going to put some of this stuff up on Instagram.
Yes, I do. I got an Instagram account. I'm not sure what that is. But I will be putting up some, using Arnie's phone, I'll be putting up some photos of packages that people have sent. And you can follow that. At Chunt Baby.
Yeah, Chunt Baby on
with
Instagram.
One T.
And guys, I did actually get you a gift. And it's a gift for our listeners, maybe. Something that's been requested a lot. Metamore, why don't you come in here?
Okay, hello.
Hey, Metamore.
Hey, hello, Metamore.
Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are doing okay over here, yeah?
Yeah, you having a good season?
Yeah, so far we're running a pretty cool campaign over there. You probably... Or the dice are rolling.
Oh, yeah.
From over there.
For listeners who don't remember, Metamore plays a role-playing game called Offices and Bosses.
Yeah, it's a fantasy role-playing game. You work in an office and have a job, perhaps making copies or getting people coffee. And it's lots of fun, and we're usually playing here at the tavern all the time.
That's wonderful. I love it.
That's a super fun phrase you just said, making copies. Making copies. That's a fun phrase, right?
I might start saying that. Making copies. It's a kind of phrase that's fun the first two or three times.
I feel like I could invest in that phrase every week.
Three times is even pushing it.
All right, I'll stop.
You know what? Since we're not doing an episode this week, I thought we'd just take a little extra time and let's play Offices and Bosses with Metamore, since you guys love that game so much.
Really?
What?
And we're going to record it. Let's just record a bunch of episodes and do a spin-off miniseries of Offices and Bosses.
The Offices and Bosses podcast that the world has been clamoring for.
This is what I asked Chris for. I said he must bring about this podcast.
It's a Chris Must miracle. Mm-hmm. And for people at home, the even more exciting part is you have to pay a little bit of money to listen to.
Hooray!
Yay!
So the podcast is going to be on Howl Earwolf streaming services. That's actually really awesome. It's very inexpensive. If you go to howl.fm/magic, you can sign up for Howl, get an introductory offer that I think gives you a few weeks, if not a whole month, for free. And then you'll be able to listen to Offices and Bosses, which is going to debut on Howl exclusively on January 11th. And you'll be able to listen to all those episodes. You'll be able to listen to all the other really cool podcasts on Howl. And there's also just a lot of stand-up comedy albums on there as well. There's just an insane amount of content. And, hey, a chunk of that money will go to us. So if you want to support the podcast, this is a great way to do it and be able to listen to Offices and Bosses, which we haven't recorded yet, but it's going to be great. Metamore, can you promise that we're going to have a great, exciting time playing Offices and Bosses?
Well, yes, I can. I can promise. I can make that promise.
Wow.
Wow, what a guarantee.
I need to say, when you... John, when you asked Chris Must, said he must do that, he came to my place at like 4 a.m.
Oh, did he threaten you? Or
yes, he threatened me and broke some of my quills, and I was like, I need those!
Yeah, well, that's not Chris's fault. He must do that thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry about that.
Well, that's fine.
I'm so excited to once again portray my character, John Bastion.
Arnie, you said we're going to get a chunk of money? How much is a chunk?
How much is a chunk? I'm not really sure. And you know what? Honestly, I'm not sure how that money is going to get to you, Chunt. But I think that money will go towards making sure that this podcast continues to exist.
Oh, okay. Can we have a podcast for a game I invented?
Well, what's the game?
It's called Scattered Categories.
Okay.
You might want to shorten it. Combine the two words.
Oh, okay. Scattered Gories.
Maybe. That's a little on the nose. Let's just call it Scrabble.
Also, we've appreciated all of the gifts people have shoved through the portal for us. But, you know, especially during this winter solstice season, maybe that stuff can best be sent to, you know, charities or people that are homeless shelters or places on my world that where people in need can use that kind of stuff. A lot of people have sent me underwear and socks, which I appreciate, and I think everyone around me in food appreciates. But now I think I'm good on those things, and I encourage you to send those to people that can use them even more than me. I think they exist.
People on Earth also sent you socks?
Yeah. That does not mean that I do not deeply appreciate the socks you guys got for me.
Well, I would hope so. And I would hope that the good people of Earth hear these words that Arnold has said. For he has told us that there is some hunger and some poverty upon your world. Please be generous and give those things not to Arnold, who is fine. And we will give him all the socks that he needs. But give it to those who are truly in need.
Yes, don't give anything to me except for your subscription. To howl.fm/magic.
And I put little bells on your socks.
Oh, so you can always know when I'm coming?
Well, don't worry, you won't move.
Guys, can we sing that Hollerdays song? I just really love it. This is very cathartic.
And a one, and a two, and a three. Hollerdays! 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 Hollerdays!